The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
You're listening to The Talk, talk radio for the masses, here on WTBR-FM 89.7. And now, let's talk.
It's Wednesday, and you know what that means.
Time for The Talk in AEW.
Yes.
Yes.
We are here, and we have our guest here. Josh is here.
Hello.
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 So we got a lot of stuff to cram into a half an hour show.
Yes. Yes, we do.
Yes.
Yes.
Tonight we get to find out how many stitches Darby had.
Yeah,
we'll get to that in a few minutes.
Yeah.
Let's start with you brought toys.
Yes. Yes, I did. And yes, they're PJ.
I hope.
Went in and finally brought the little crochet Beatles guys.
We talked about it last week.
Yes.
So here we are. Oops.
Up. Sorry.
I'm working
there
on
you
that.
Go.
Thank
there
you.
We go.
I got like multitask
there
over here.
There we go. Now we're working.
Why isn't that one working over there?
Because that one's on him.
Oh. Okay. Good reason.
Camera four is on Josh.
Good reason.
Okay.
Hey, hello.
Look. There he is.
This is a George one. He has a little... Yes, his outfit is actually a creamsicle, and he has a little neon green tassel. And the design around him is a white lace, and he has long hair. Not bad for using a reference photo for him. Not bad at all.
No, it's not. It came out good.
Thank you.
And that is George.
Yes.
That is George.
I don't know how to do hats, so he's minus his little Sergeant Pepper hat.
It was 40 years ago today.
Okay. And next.
Of course, John. Of course, next one is John. He has to have his neon green outfit. And, of course, this is accented in red, because if you look at the photo, it's actually a bright neon green, and it's accented in red.
Yes.
Of course, I had to go
ahead.
Looks
like Christmas lights.
Yes. And do the mustache.
Really? It's a good thing they don't know what we talk about off air.
Yes.
We're talking about Christmas lights.
Whatever do you mean?
What do you mean, whatever do I mean? Okay, we'll make this real quick. So, me and Josh, we DoorDash two or three nights a week. So, as we go around Pittsfield, he makes it a point. Here we are now. Here we are in March.
Yes.
Right? He makes it a point. And, I mean, he's looking blocks up the road. But he makes it a point to point out every Christmas light in the city that is still up in the 3 or 4 hours that we DoorDash every week.
Yes.
And the facts, folk, that it is March.
Yes. Put them away.
Padre loves it.
I keep going back for more. I'm not sure why.
because you like the company that goes along with it, dude. Come on, admit it.
I don't know where to go from there. All right, next. As I'm just like flipping cameras because I don't know what I'm doing.
Next one is I have Ringo. Yes, he is very, very bright.
Ringo.
He is a very bright color. I had to actually order the color for his outfit. It is a very bright neon pink. Like, you can see this thing in the dark from space. Yep. Because of how bright he is.
Yes, it is. It's very dark.
This is a very, very bright neon pink. And his little accents are orange. I didn't have gold, or yellow. I had to use yellow. And he has a little blue accent tassel up here. And, of course, I had to go ahead and do blue eyes for him. Because, if you look, he's actually the only beetle with blue eyes.
Yes. Kind of awkward.
Everybody else has brown eyes. He's the only one with blue.
In case you didn't know that, Ringo has blue eyes.
Yes.
Hey, to be different.
Hey, when you're studying photos as a reference, you kind of sort of have to. Thank you. Thank you for zooming in on that. Thank you. When you're looking at photos, you kind of have to pay attention to details, and I'm one of those people that pay attention to details. And of course, the last one is
it's not the last one.
Well, last one out of the Sergeant Pepper set.
Yeah, this is all.
This is all the Sergeant Pepper set.
This is all from Sergeant Pepper.
Of course, this is, of course, Paul.
This is Polly, folks. He's got the dark, navy blue, royal blue. Royal blue. His is dark royal blue.
his is the royal blue one. Of course, had to go with the white lace accents because old boys had different kind of like lace and designs and everything.
Whatever their heart desired.
What it was their decision on the design. So Ringo actually consciously chose to go ahead and have neon bright pink for his outfit.
Maybe it's because he wanted to look like a Christmas tree.
No, he wanted to be, out there and festive, show everything off.
Festive and out there.
I love the word you chose there, festive.
Yes, festive.
You're still on this, aren't you?
Yes, of course he is.
The things we talk about on this show, I'm surprised we're still on the air.
And
it's clean.
And actually, Paul was the first one I made at a Sergeant Pepper set. Dems that are handed to Dad because I already had made him a John. And he says, there he goes, I want the rest of the set.
Okay, wait. Can you finish that? Because you said you made me a John. It was a John Lennon.
Sorry.
We know how our people are that listen to this show.
John Lennon.
Especially a couple
John
of them
Lennon
sitting
plush.
Especially a couple of them that are sitting in his studio right now.
John Lennon.
Hey.
It was a John Lennon plush that I had made him, which I'm going to show you in a minute.
She made me a throne.
No, I did not. No, I didn't make it that kind of. But if you give me enough time, I could look for a pattern to make you.
Oh,
one.
You're funny. funny.
She made John Lennon Polly.
Yeah, that's Polly.
That's Polly from Polly. The Sergeant Peppers.
And Sergeant Pepper. And of course, since his hair wants to be fabulous today, hold on a minute.
He's been in a bag since last night.
There we go.
John Lennon.
Yes, I went with the New York City outfit for John for that one. It's the only one I could find for that. And of course, his little white shirt says New York City and Sharpie because I was not going to try and go ahead and stitch that. That would have been drove me insane. And of course, he has a little belt and little blue jeans and little brown. Of course, I had to give him Timberlands. He has little brown tips.
Timberlands.
Way before Timberlands actually came out. Way after his time.
He had them in 1973, but that's all right.
He founded Timberland.
I had to be a smarty pants. Okay, little brown work boots, and he had his little brown disco 70s boots on.
Don't go there.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
I had platform shoes. Leave me alone.
Yeah, those things.
You know,
Padre, didn't you wear the rainbow rig?
Well, yeah. You can't keep a secret, can you?
No. And of course, it's the first time I ever had to go ahead and make glasses for somebody. And of course, John had to be the first one to get the glasses. Why not? Because sunglasses. But yes. That is everybody I have for that.
And she's still working on her blanket.
Yes.
And in Josh's car, there's a stitch that you made.
Yeah.
Yes.
That we got to glue the eyeballs back.
Yeah. Unfortunately. The heat got to the glue on his little eye.
The glue probably melted from the severe, 80, 90 degree heat that was inside the car.
Yeah.
And, it happens.
Because for those who don't know, I have an unhealthy stitch obsession. Yeah.
Unhealthy Christmas light obsession, too, obviously.
I'm telling you, you're going to wake up in a Christmas nightmare. That's going to be my April Fool's prank.
Right now, currently at home, tell everyone what your house looks like.
No.
It's an Easter and St. Patrick's Day explosion.
I refuse to discuss what my house looks like right now.
You have
it's Easter and you have St. Patrick's Day.
Exactly. You have bunnies and baby chickens on one side, and then you have leprechauns.
On one side. They're right next to each other.
Yeah,
even has a live bunny.
Leave them alone.
Leave them be.
Even has a live bunny.
Yes.
Little Easter eggs. I'm leaving.
No. No, but...
I don't think those are any eggs you want to begin with.
No, I wouldn't trust anything that comes out of that poor little rabbit.
Excuse me.
He's not exactly a little rabbit. He is a medium-sized bunny. So
what's wrong with St. Patrick's Day? It's fun.
I didn't say there was anything wrong with it.
See, I see my shirt?
Yes, we see your shirt.
Yes.
She put the microphone away so she could see her shirt.
It says, tell everybody.
They can't hear you about the microphone.
It says, kiss me, I'm Irish.
It says, kiss me, I'm Irish. And it's green, and it has the...
And it has the Tasmanian devil and his girlfriend on the other side and the shamrock.
For the benefit of those who can't see us on WTBR.
Yeah, it was my grandpa Ronnie's shirt.
Yep, it was my dad's.
Yep. It's a little special. Every St. Patrick's Day, he'd go ahead and wear it.
Well, he had to. My dad, your papa was born on St. Patrick's Day.
Yes, and he is a full-blooded Irishman born on St. Patrick's Day.
That's right.
That explains it all.
Yeah, from Dublin, Ireland, born on St. Patrick's Day.
Yep. Yeah, that was a little 411 for you, Josh.
Sorry, a little...
Right, but I've actually lost control of the show.
Yes. Oh, you poor thing.
Aww. Hey. You want to go ahead and talk about...
The pay-per-view?
Yes.
Let's discuss the pay-per-view, shall we?
It was insane.
For those who didn't catch the pay-per-view.
Yes.
Let's start with the BBC or the BCC.
BCC.
BBC, something else.
The BCC.
BCC, the Blackpool Combat Club, the
Black Combat,
John Moxley, and British Broadcasting Company.
I was thinking about something.
You were thinking about something else.
Let's not.
John Moxley. They were at the Greensboro Coliseum in South Carolina.
North Carolina.
North Kakalaki.
It was.
They came out with the shoulder pads on.
Yes.
Like LOD.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes, they did.
They actually did the
Doomsday device.
They actually did the Doomsday device.
Their
version of the Doomsday device a couple of times.
Yep. And then you had, of course, they went after FTR.
Oh,
poor
Dax.
Oh, poor Dax.
Yeah, Dax got messed up.
He went ahead and hit the ring post, and he had gashed his head all up in here. He was bleeding like a stuffed pig, that poor man.
And of course, we have a new
AEW
International Champion.
Yes, we do.
And Roderick Strong.
Yes, we do.
The dog that he is.
Mom did not like Roddy.
Well, I think because...
He goes around the house, goes around the place screaming at him.
I think because...
He needs to be beaten.
Orange needs some time off to recuperate from all his title defenses.
That, I felt sorry for that his poor child. He was being abused, something awful.
His back is all taped up. His ribs are all taped
up. Roderick Strong is the new international champion.
Orange comes back, thank you.
And Toni Storm defended and retained her title against Deanna Peruzzo, which I still think she's just a placeholder. Mercedes Moneau, a.k.a. Sasha Banks, shows up in a couple of weeks.
Well, you got to give the audience something to keep them entertained, you know. So it was a good, you know, BS kind of thing that was going on, you know.
And it was pretty cool that Mariah actually went in and came out in Tony's old gear and... People are saying, how come Mariah May looks more like Toni Storm than Toni Storm?
And
that's
of course,
because she's
the highlight,
her hair.
The highlight of the night.
Yes.
The retirement match with Sting and Darby Allin versus the Young Bucks. And there was a lot going on. They actually used real glass.
Yeah.
Which was this whole thing between Jack Perry and CM Punk.
Because
Jack Perry wanted to use real glass in his thing.
Oh, against his street fight against Hook.
And
that was going to be the whole thing, is that he was going to go ahead and throw, and somebody was going to go through a sheet of glass.
And it didn't happen.
And this time they used a lot of real glass.
Yeah.
And how do we know it was real glass?
Three panes.
Because Darby comes off the 18-foot ladder into the glass, and his back, you can see his back all cut up.
Yeah, being a doctor.
And also, after the segment, after the show, after the pay-per-view
after
ended.
After the pay-per-view went off the air.
And they decided to do a Cameron of knowing everything that happened. And Sting goes to him, and Sting turns around and says, let me know how many stitches you get, kid.
Yeah, because Darby went in and said, sits there and goes, thank you, Sting. I'm going off to the hospital to go get stitches now.
I love you. I love you. I'll talk to you later. I'm going to get stitches now.
Yeah.
So, with the new rules and regulations, wouldn't they have to sign a waiver to be able to use real glass like that now?
Yeah.
What new rules and regulations?
For safety.
I think the WWE, dude.
I understand that, but even still.
Their legal team went ahead and allowed them to do it. There wasn't real... When it smashed, it really didn't go ahead and spread.
Right.
It just kind of went up and piled down.
Wait, whoa. It didn't spread. Did you see when the Bucks threw Sting into the glass? That one, like, into the third row.
That one kind of did, yes.
I don't know why anybody has to sign a waiver. They can...
I believe they did.
Well, all we know, one thing's for sure.
I don't know how many waivers got signed when Mick Foley was doing death matches.
The hardcore hardcore death matches, I know. But, like, I know Vince got into trouble in later years because of those matches.
No, that has nothing to do with the arena. That has to do with the network.
Okay.
This is on pay-per-view.
Remember,
you don't have
Vince's
network.
Vince's show is rated PG.
Okay.
AEW, and this was a pay-per-view.
Okay.
Yeah.
It wasn't like they did this on Dynamite.
No.
They did this on the Revolution pay-per-view on Sunday night.
Yeah, if they were even thinking about doing a match like that on Dynamite, it would be unsanctioned and be a lights out match.
Yeah, and stipulations like that aren't really set by the arena. The arena don't care. They sold out. It's set by the network. The network says you know being PG like the WWE is, you can't do this.
Right. If there's PG, you can't have blood.
Yeah.
Where AEW isn't rated PG.
No.
You know, WWE, you'll see them, I mean, they didn't even blank out the audience last night when they were dropping the F bombs.
No.
To
the Young Bucks.
To the Young Bucks.
Well, that's your
song. They told the Young Bucks to go do something.
You had 16,000 people in the Greensboro Coliseum dropping F bombs to the Young Bucks, and they did not blank it out.
Well, Wait a minute. The WWE went ahead and censored the satellite feed. They censored their satellite feed.
Because
for Elimination Chamber, because the whole entire arena went ahead and flipped off.
No, it wasn't that. They censored the feed and actually took the show off the air for a couple of seconds because the crowd was chanting "Die Rocky, Die."
Yeah, unfortunately.
Oh wow.
Yes.
So not only did they censor the audience, but they flipped the black switch real quick.
Everybody.
So that didn't go over the air. But meanwhile, at the Greensboro Coliseum, you have 16,000 people dropping F bombs to the Young Bucks. And it went over the air.
Wow, that's intense.
I'm not even kidding. No, it was SmackDown before the Elimination Chamber. The whole entire arena went ahead and flipped off Dom Mysterio. And they literally went ahead and blacked out the whole entire crowd. So it looked like the whole arena was empty.
That's
because
awful.
They were flipping them off.
That goes because Vince made the show
PG.
So if you're
rated PG,
then you've got a parameter of things you're allowed to do. And this wasn't the network. You know, this wasn't USA Network or Fox is where they're at. This was actually Vince McMahon who said we got to make the show PG, which means you can't do the swearing anymore. You can't do the hardcore matches anymore.
Yep.
You can't do all of this stuff anymore. Meanwhile, Tony Khan is putting up the bird and saying you can't do it. Warner Brothers lets us do it. Yes, WB does blank some stuff out from time to time.
Yeah, if they get out of hand, yes.
But sometimes their sensors are asleep. So.
Yes.
So just warning folks, if you don't want your children to listen to it.
But they don't black out. They don't blank out the blood.
Nope.
They don't blank out.
Sorry, folks.
Thing. And the one thing about the Young Bucks match.
Yeah.
If you rewatch the film.
Yeah.
You can see Nick Jackson under by the steps trying to blade.
Yeah.
So I see the little cut right here because he just as the camera panned off of him to go to Sting, you can see him, he's trying to do this.
With a piece of glass.
No, he had the blade, but he didn't blade as much as he wanted to, so he got like a little tiny thing of blood.
No.
Well, the whole thing is, everybody got to enjoy it, and Sting got to have the recognition that he needed to have.
Sting went ahead and retired the way that a fan wants to see it. He retired undefeated with the tag team championship belts for Darby.
Exactly. Also, what... I didn't get a chance to see it all in full, and when I first saw it, I'm like, well, why in the world was it done that way? But my thing is this way, okay? The arena needs to be filled with AEW fans all the time and celebrate everyone.
Yeah. I'm telling you, man.
It was awesome. I loved it.
I'm telling you, man.
16,000 people chanting AEW last night.
Yes.
It was during the... Takeshna and Will Ospreay match.
Yeah, I heard some of it. I was drifting in and out of sleep and everything. I could hear, sometimes when you got excited, when you were rewatching it with Dad.
Yeah.
Since everything and stuff. It was good.
It was incredible.
Kyle O'Reilly came back.
Yes, Kyle O'Reilly. The poor... he went ahead and came out. Everyone's like, he looks kind of sick. The man had a neck injury from the fight from The brawl.
Will Ospreay's buddy came back.
Oh, Fletcher.
Yeah, Kyle Fletcher.
Yep. And then throw up the new United Empire.
The one match that I am really, like, upset with.
It's legit, Orange Cassidy.
The Christian versus Danny Garcia.
Yeah.
Well, you knew that Christian was going to happen as long as you still have Kill Switch in the middle of this.
Yeah, this is true.
I think TK blew. I actually think TK blew this.
Blew what?
He had the idea, you know, going up against Edge, Adam Copeland, whoever you want to call him nowadays. And that feud ended really too quick. You should, I still say it, they should have brought out the Glamazon to take out Mother Superior there.
Mother Wayne.
They should have brought.
I think they're still working on it.
They should have brought the Glamazon out.
She's not doing
anything. She's not under contract to the WWE.
I think they're working on it.
Adam was out because he ended up getting injured.
Adam's always injured.
He
had some bruising done to his. Yeah, he had some bruising done to his spine, I guess, or something.
He had bruising done. Who was it that got up again?
Will Ospreay.
Yeah,
it was Ospreay.
Will got dumped. What was supposed to be a brain buster off the top rope ended up.
Yeah.
His back ended up sliding down the ropes down the turnbuckles, and he like bruises according to
Don Callis.
Don Callis bruises liver. Of course, we know Don Callis doesn't know anything about anatomy because his liver ain't nowhere near there. Well, probably bruised his kidneys.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, look at the way poor Orange did.
That was
Orange bounced
horrible.
Off the darn thing because Roderick turned around and messed up, stupid dummy.
No,
I could have done better.
What we're saying is if you
guy's look, a lousy wrestler.
If you look at the back of Will's back, right where his kidney is, he has a nice, nice big.
So. So you no longer have a thing for Randy Orton, it's now Orange Cassidy?
I've always had a thing for Randy Orton. I've had pictures of Randy Orton that were inappropriate.
You got it wrong.
Uh-huh.
She doesn't have a thing for Orange Cassidy. She has a thing for Jon Moxley.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anymore now with the way she's talking about Orange Cassidy.
She likes how Orange
you're not
wrestles.
There Wednesday. You should be over at the house Wednesday when Dynamite comes on
tonight.
And she goes goo-goo and gaga every time she hears Wild Thing come on.
Then when Adam's not with his little friends, you'll go ahead and actually yell out, you know, Adam Cole, baby.
But I like
that. That's a thing for guys with blue eyes. That's her thing.
I like what Justin Roberts did because he did something a little homage to Kenny Omega when he got on there and goes, Greensboro, North Carolina!
Yes.
He used to do that thing when Kenny Omega came from Winnipeg, Ontario, Canada, making his home in North Carolina. Kenny Omega.
Yes.
Yep, the Omega Man.
Yes, who's actually doing well in...
Yes, he is.
Recovering from his extremely severe bout of diverticulitis.
All right, folks, time is fleeting. We got to rock and roll out of here.
Yes.
So thanks, everybody, for being here.
Thank you, everybody.
Catch everybody next week.
Take care, everybody.
Take care, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah,